Are you a fidgeter? You just can't keep still? But did you ever think it was helping you out health-wise? Well, here's another health hack for you, and it's NEAT. No, it really is NEAT, NEAT, or non-exercise activity thermogenesis. To give it its proper title, I hope I just said that correctly. Dr. Bill Sukala is a clinical exercise physiologist. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So what is NEAT?
Well, NEAT is, as you just said, I mean, the long version is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. NEAT is the abbreviation, but it refers to the energy that we spend for everything that we do that's not sleeping, eating, or sports or structured exercise in a box that we call a gym.
Okay, so how does it work then? Is it being at rest, so to speak, even just the energy we use then?
Well, I guess to really put this into perspective for listeners, I'll say a couple things here, and this will really, really help the masses get the point behind NEAT. So there's an emerging science called inactivity physiology. That sounds scary, but it really zones in on what's been popping up in the media, and that's called sitting, or the science of sitting. So everyone's heard this whole the headline. They've seen the headlines. Sitting is the new smoking. And so the way that I explain this to people, when I give talks, people think, well, what is standing a little bit more or fidgeting like my legs moving like a sewing machine arm? What's this going to do for me health-wise? And really what it boils down to is we have to waste energy at all times of the day. And whilst that might not seem like it's going to have that much of an impact on health, these little tiny things like fidgeting or even just getting out of your chair and taking breaks. Those types of things help us waste energy at all times of the day. So as an example, for somebody who spends, I'm going to use the example of height adjustable desks. There's a lot of the, I mean, I was involved in a research study myself with height adjustable desks, and if somebody was to spend half of their day, that means 1 hour on their feet, another hour sitting down, another hour on their feet. For an 8 hour shift, they would have spent 4 hours of their day standing up. And so just by standing up, just by virtue of being upright and gravity bearing, that could burn approximately an extra 60 calories or say 240 kilojoules for
Per
each of those
day,
hours. No,
off of
per
the
hour,
hours.
per hour,
Okay.
for each of those hours standing. Now, these are just theoretical numbers based on what's called the Ainsworth Compendium of Physical Activities. But to put this into perspective, for over the course of one calendar year, a person would expend the equivalent energy stored in 12 kilos of body fat. And that's quite significant. So this fidgeting, again, this wasting energy at all times of the day can have an impact, not necessarily on your fitness, but on your health. And we've got some really good homegrown research here in Australia. Genevieve Healy, Dave Dunstan, they've done some really great stuff that's made an impact on the world stage. And when we look at people who are young and healthy, they go to the gym, they do their, let's say, their 30 minutes of physical activity. And if they, when they spend a lot of time in front of the TV, the amount of time they spend in front of the TV is directly related to their metabolic risk, meaning their risk of developing things like diabetes and heart disease. And that relationship still remains even if they're moderately active. So they've also done some research that shows that standing in light movement, so just taking these infre or I'll say, I think frequent's probably a better word, but taking frequent breaks throughout the day, throughout the workday, just getting up out of the desk, going and fixing a cup of tea or whatever the case may be, those types of incidental movements that break up prolonged sitting can have a very positive effect on biomarkers as well. So things like your blood fats, your blood sugars, waist circumference, and body mass index.
ABC Local Radio Queensland, you're with Kelly Higgins Devine this afternoon. And we're talking health hacks, and joining me, Dr. Bill Sukala, a clinical exercise physiologist who's talking about NEAT, or non-exercise activity thermogenesis. With this, then, from what you're saying, it seems to be that even little bits of movement will sort of fire us up internally, that there's something to do with heat, is there, in the body when we move?
Well, when we move, we are basically combusting fuels, and that produces heat. So that's the this fancy name, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Thermogenesis just basically stands for the creation of heat. That's all that is. So our bodies basically are internal combustion engines. We need oxygen to come down and help us burn the fuels that we eat. So if we eat carbohydrate, protein, and fat, body breaks it down and we have to combust that fuel. So, but if we don't burn it right there on the spot, then it can get stored as fat, but we can tap into it. So when I give talks, I jokingly use the example of when clients come to me and they say, oh, I'm really tired, I don't have any energy. And I reach around behind them, grab them on the bum cheeks and say, you got plenty of energy. You just got to learn how to tap into it. And so you just got to learn how to tap into it. And one of the ways that we can do that is not just by going to do this exercise in a box that we call a gym, but it's really about wasting energy at all times of the day and looking for excuses to be physically active. We've reached a point in history where particularly, like, it's not just about the information age now. We're the information age on steroids now, because we've reached the point where with smartphones, we've engineered physical activity out of our lives. So much so that one of the questions I often pose to people, I say, well, let me ask you a question. Do you have any recollection of sitting down in the chair you're currently sitting in? And most people, when they stop for a moment, they think to themselves, well, you know what? Now that you mention it, I don't. I don't have recollection of, just the same way when I get into my car and I put my seatbelt on, I don't remember putting the seatbelt on because it's on autopilot. My brain doesn't register it because it's that common. And so here we go. We walk into our offices. We sit down in a chair. And honestly, if somebody posed the question to you and said, do you have a vivid recollection of sitting down? The answer for most people is, well, actually, no, I don't remember the process of sitting down and what I did, because it's that we're on autopilot. Yeah. Again, we've engineered these sitting opportunities out of our lives. And if you look at a day in the life of modern man, you've been on your back for, let's say, 8 hours a night from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. You've been flat on your back and you've been doing absolutely nothing. Then you wake up, you sit down and you have breakfast. And then you sit and you drive to work, whether it's in your own car, on the bus. Then you go to somewhere hopefully you want to be at work if it's something you enjoy.
Yep.
But for many people that don't really want to be there, now you've got to sit from 9 to 12:30, flat on your bum doing work. Then you get an hour where you can go and get something to eat. And what do people do? They go to the food court and they sit down. Then they go back to the office, they sit down. And you see what I mean? By the evening, they can do their exercise in a box at the local gym. And, well, look, that's a step in the right direction. I'm not going to tell people you don't need to go to the gym. It's good for developing our fitness. But what we're talking about here is this base effect on health that comes from wasting energy at all times of the day. And so when you look at somebody who goes to the gym and they do their 30 minutes of structured exercise in a box, that's great. Nothing wrong with that. But if that time spent at the gym is set against a backdrop of, the rest of the day you're physically inactive. So after you subtract out 8 hours of sleep, that's 15 and a half hours of physical inactivity background that we need to break that up with regular, time out of the chair and simply being upright and gravity bearing. And one of the really practical, powerful benefits of this from a health standpoint is that we've got enzymes in our postural muscles that become active when we're, again, upright and gravity bearing. So, those enzymes can help us clear, much like a sponge. They can help siphon out fat and sugar from the bloodstream. And that's one of the things that can protect us against things like diabetes and heart problems.
Well, I've learned something today. I've learned a few things today. but the enzymes coming out of the muscles, that's particularly new for me. So that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Just also talking about body fat while we're there, can you carry body fat and still be healthy metabolically?
You absolutely can carry body fat and be healthy. Now, I know fat's got a bad publicity team. They don't get a lot of fat. Body fat doesn't get a lot of positive media. But look, the reality is, the role of body fat in the body is actually good. We need to have body fat. The question is when we when we get too much body fat, then it can cause health problems. And look, I won't get into the nitty-gritty and the ugly biochemistry behind that, but the short and sweet version is too much body fat is not a good thing, but we need to have body fat. Now, the next thing I want to say about that that's extremely relevant is, let's say you carry a little bit of extra body fat, and visually somebody on the street might be a bit snarky and say, oh, look at that fat cow, and be insensitive. But the reality is that person could be going to the gym and also be doing things like, again, wasting energy at all times of the day using a height adjustable desk. And the reality is that person could be metabolically healthy on the inside, which means their blood chemistry is relatively normal. What we have to look at is the chemistry of the muscle and the chemistry of the blood. Those things can be quite healthy when we do things like regular exercise and we do lots of extra standing, wasting energy at all times of the day. Visually, we have this standard of aesthetics that's been drilled into our heads through the media, through magazines and social media and all this fit porn stuff that's popping up on Instagram, but it's not an accurate representation of health. You can carry body fat and you can be healthy on the inside. Again, even if you don't fit that anorexic standard of health and beauty.
Do males or females, like, is there a gender divide somewhere that either gender responds better to this?
Look, I haven't seen any specific research that answers that question, but what I will say is, male or female, the threshold at which body fat becomes too much body fat, and what I mean by too much body fat is the point at which it begins to cause health problems. Now, that's going to vary from person to person. You can have two people where they've got identical levels of body fat. But if you take one person who's quite fit, they do exercise and they waste energy at all times of the day by NEAT, and then you have somebody else with the exact same body fat, but they don't do anything. Again, the threshold for each of those people, at the point at which they get sick, is going to be different. And then you have genetics and you've got hormones and neurotransmitters in the brain. There's all these different things that can have an impact. Again, it's a very complicated, we can go way down the rabbit hole on this topic, but I think to really get a practical message out to listeners, look, I think the message that people really need to get is, number one, waste energy at all times of the day. Go out of your way to waste energy. Break up your sitting time at work. Number two, yes, it's great if you want to go to the gym, if you want to play sport on the weekends. Absolutely a step in the right direction. But then on top of that as well, again, I think the anxiety that's provoked by a lot of what we see in the media about body images is probably doing more harm to us than, again, having a little bit of extra body fat on on our bodies. So I think we've really missed the mark. We've thrown the baby out with the bathwater where we said, oh, body fat can lead to health problems. Well, so you see what I mean? People automatically the pendulum swings far too wide, and people really lose the plot and try to just get rid of all body fat.
It's been great talking with you, Dr. Bill Sukala. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.